A KC-135 took off from Niagara Falls. Still on the tarmac being loaded was a C-130 from the Puerto Rico National Guard, piloted by Captain Mario Ibarra.
We've been bringing food and water, but it depends. Last thing we brought, it was a kitchen, a mobile kitchen, and it's helping to maintain all the Army units and Guard units. Most of them are sleeping in tents.
Standing by in a nearby hangar were members of the New York Army National Guard's 204th Engineer Battalion. First Lieutenant Erin Morris was among them. She said she looked forward to helping people still unable to help themselves.
Coming from New York State, when we go on these missions, it's usually just to help New York State. So to have the opportunity to expand and to really go down and see a different part of the country and how different people live, and just to be able to experience that and help them as well, is going to be a very interesting experience for everyone.
Ibarra says the terrain of Puerto Rico has made it difficult for those working to restore roads and bridges.
I think most of the Army Corps of Engineers and a lot of the Army brigades went out and cleaned most of the big roads, but there's a lot of back roads on the mountainous terrain that are really still blocked. A lot of bridges filled. Like I said, there's a lot of communities that are still isolated. The only way you can reach them is by a helicopter.
Ibarra says up to 95% of residents still lack electricity, and wet weather only makes relief efforts more tricky. He likens the conditions on the ground to something you would see on the TV show The Walking Dead. Michael Morziak, WBFO News.